Message in a Bottle. Prologue. The bottle was dropped overboard on a warm summer evening, a few hours before the rain began to fall. Like all bottles, it was fragile and would break if dropped a few feet from the ground. But when sealed properly and sent to sea as this one was, it became one of the most seaworthy objects known to man. It could float safely through hurricanes or tropical storms. It could bob atop the most dangerous of riptides. It was, in a way, the ideal home for the message it carried inside, a message that had been sent to fulfill a promise. Like all bottles left to the whim of oceans, its course was unpredictable. Winds and currents play large roles in any bottle's direction. Storms and debris may shift its course as well. Occasionally, a fishing net will snag a bottle and carry it a dozen miles in the opposite direction in which it was headed. The result is that two bottles dropped simultaneously into the ocean might end up a continent apart, or even on opposite sides of the globe. There is no way to predict where a bottle might travel, and that is part of its mystery. This mystery has intrigued people for as long as there have been bottles, and a few people have tried to learn more about it. In 1929, a crew of German scientists set out to track the journey of one particular bottle. It was set to sea in the South Indian Ocean, with a note inside asking the finder to record the location where it washed up and to throw it back into the sea. By 1935, it had rounded the world and traveled approximately 16,000 miles, the longest distance officially recorded. Messages in bottles have been chronicled for centuries and include some of the most famous names in history. Ben Franklin, for instance, used message-carrying bottles to compile a basic knowledge of East Coast currents in the mid-1700s, information that is still in use to this day. Even now, the U.S. Navy uses bottles to compile information on tides and currents, and they are frequently used to track the direction of oil spills. The most celebrated message ever sent concerned a young sailor in 1784, Chunosuke Matsuyama, who was stranded on a coral reef, devoid of food and water after his boat was shipwrecked. Before his death, he carved the account of what had happened on a piece of wood, then sealed the message in a bottle. In 1935, 150 years after it had been set afloat, it washed up in the small seaside village in Japan where Matsuyama had been born. The bottle that had been dropped on a warm summer evening, however, did not contain a message about a shipwreck, nor was it being used to chart the seas. But it did contain a message that would change two people forever. Two people who would otherwise never have met, and for this reason it could be called a fated message. For 6 days it slowly floated in a northeasterly direction, driven by winds from a high-pressure system hovering above the Gulf of Mexico. On the seventh day, the winds died, and the bottle steered itself directly eastward, eventually finding its way to the Gulf Stream, where it then picked up speed, traveling north at almost 70 miles per day. 2.5 weeks after its launch, the bottle still followed the Gulf Stream. On the 17th day, however, another storm, this time over the mid-Atlantic, brought easterly winds strong enough to drive the bottle from the current, and the bottle began to drift toward New England. Without the Gulf Stream forcing it along, the bottle slowed again, and it zigzagged in various directions near the Massachusetts shore for 5 days, until it was snagged in a fishing net by John Haynes. Haynes found the bottle surrounded by 1,000 flopping perch, and tossed it aside while he examined his catch. As luck would have it, the bottle didn't break, but it was promptly forgotten and remained near the bow of the boat for the rest of the afternoon and early evening, as the boat made its journey back to Cape Cod Bay. At 8:30 that night, and once the boat was safely inside the confines of the bay, Haynes stumbled across the bottle again while smoking a cigarette. Because the sun was dropping lower in the sky, he picked it up but saw nothing unusual inside, and he tossed it overboard without a second glance, thereby ensuring that the bottle would wash up along one of the many small communities that lined the bay. It didn't happen right away, however. The bottle drifted back and forth for a few days, as if deciding where to go before choosing its course. And it finally washed up along the shore on a beach near Chatham. And it was there, after 26 days and 738 miles, that it ended its journey.